Andy Murray's been on the show every day this week, live from SW19, playing I'm So Excited. He tells about something he's excited about. You guess what it is? You win your tickets. The last week of 10 wins your tickets to go to Kendall Corning. Andy should be ready. Andy, is that you?
I did it. I'm through to round three.
Well done.
I do like to please Mum, you know. So far, I've won £60 million prize money. I've got cars, houses all over the world. But best of all, last night, Mum treated me to a packet of Walker Sensations and a fidget spinner.
Oh, well done. That's great.
Incredibly, by tonight, you know that there could be five Britons in round three. That's unheard of. You know, the bookies had that at 6,500 to 1. Terrible odds. To put it in focus, how bad they are. They're just a fraction better than the odds on Richie winning that world record later on today.
Thank you, Andy.
The biggest shock in British sports is Paula Radcliffe. Curled one off that time in the marathon. But listen,
Mum, check that one.
Sorry, I wasn't sure whether I was allowed to do it. Never mind. Mum makes it fun with my fitness. Every morning she challenges me to break my record of how quickly I can run down to Lundy's, grab her 20 Lambert and Butler. then we go down for breakfast. She lets me have some water and a nice bowl of dust. And she just
what a lovely treat.
A toast. She has some, just, you know, toast, bacon, egg, sausage, fried slice, chips, peas, keema naan, pie, pint of Stella, quick dump, and we're off to the match. Good luck to Richie today. Hats off. But is it a real world record, is it, Richie?
Yes, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a world record holder for winning Wimbledon twice, US Open and the French, but you can be justly proud of throwing yourself down an aisle in a soft furnishing store. Well done.
Oh, love it!
Wow! And he's on it today.
quite exciting to do a trolley dash, and it reminds me... Can you guess what it reminds me of?
Is it Peppa Pig, Andy?
Yes! in Peppa Pig goes shopping, right? Peppa and George start sliding on ice outside the shop, and they crash into a snowman. That's not the funniest one. If you go back to some of the early interpretation of Pepper by Joris van Hulsen in series 2, episode 3, you know, the original stuff, Pepper's quite daring. In Daddy Pig loses his glasses, right? Pepper runs away with him. And let's put it this way, I don't think Daddy Pig is all that pleased.
So what you got on for the rest of the day, Andy?
I'm very worried about this rain that's forecast this weekend. You know, I mean, for Wimbledon, it's going to throw me off my stride, muscles tightening up, disrupt TV coverage. But more than anything, we don't want Cliff Richard leading an impromptu sing-along.
No one wants that, do they? No,
oh,
terrible.
They do not. There's enough misery in this world without that, isn't there?
It is. Awful, awful singer. Yeah, you're quite right, Andy.
Isn't it true you've banned Cliff Richard from Absolute 60?
Yeah, he is. Absolute 60, it's no Cliff. There's no chance of Cliff Richard on the station, yeah.
Quite right. Okay. Do you want to speak to Mum?
Yeah, no, I'd love to. Let's get Mum on.
Mum. Mum. Okay, pull those up.
What is your problem with Cliff Richard?
But you know, you're...
That man's a saint. You think it's easy moving around in this heat when you're made of 100% tanned leather? Putting out those sexy calendars, releasing singles that no one wants to buy. Have you any idea how that man kept his country's spirits up during the First World War? You think you're better than Cliff? You think you're better than Cliff?
No, I don't. Sorry, Ginny. I didn't know you were a fan.
Too 2-on-1 outside now.
Two-on-1, you and Cliff.
Me and Cliff are going to bar you.
All right, Judy, listen, we got to go, okay?
Hi.